cantes bien o cantas mal, si se lo cantas desde el fondo de tu corazón, para Él suena, hermanos, lo mejor. Amén. Vamos a cantar esta otra alabanza. Con todo nuestro entendimiento. Tú habitas la eternidad, Señor Jesús.
Hi, it's Jim again in Medellin. That's a church service that's in downtown Medellin. You might be able to hear him even now as I'm outside. Glory to God, about 50 people seeking the Lord, seeking Jesus Christ, worshiping God, right in the midst of darkness and the multitude of activity that goes on every day. Right in the middle of Medellin. Downtown Medellin is really the most hectic part of the city. There's people everywhere. Now today, you hear that's someone trying to sell products and fruit. And today's Sunday, and it's even, you know, today's the quietest day of the week by far. The rest of the week is just nuts, you might say. But very short message that I'm posting now, that as I said in the previous message, if we're a follower of Jesus, our ministry, everything that we are to do is just have that relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what we are to do. And there's Jesus used many metaphors for us and for this relationship with Him. He calls us trees. That's throughout the Bible. He calls us branches. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He calls us plants. He said, every plant that's not planted by my Father will be uprooted. He calls us a garden. We are God's garden. That's in the foundational parable. We are to be that garden that the revelation of God can live in and through us and bear fruit. Amen. We are to be God's garden. We are, and so you look at all those metaphors I just mentioned. Those take time. It takes patience. It takes a lot of things go into a tree and a branch and a plant and a garden to make it prosper, right? And you could go on and on about the explanation of that. But we know, as human beings, we know that all four of those take, there's work that's involved. There are external things that must go into the a tree, a branch, a plant in a garden, such as light and air and water, you know, basic things, but and then work and then time and then patience and all these things, that's what we are to do. Amen. And we bear fruit in season. He called also some other metaphors, of course. He says we are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. He also calls us his sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me. They will not follow a stranger. We are his sheep. We don't want to be goats. We want to be sheep. So these are just an overview of some things that Jesus uses, God himself, who came down to earth as a man, used to teach us about this relationship with him. Amen. We are to, you know, it's a daily walk. We need to just be patient and consistent and persistent and just continually, you know, we don't have to do some extreme thing. We don't have to shout and yell. We don't have to go worship for a long time real loud. And, you know, those things can be good, but just seek him with our whole heart, that quality decision where we give him our life every day, but we seek him just, you know, with consistency and with persistence, and great things will happen.